WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, November 18th. Coming up, climate change is having an impact in Illinois, both now and in the future. I'll talk with my colleague Tanisha Spain about her special State of Change, airing tonight on WILL-TV. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker says Illinois emergency management coordinators are working with cities and towns, especially Chicago and suburbs that border Wisconsin, to prepare for possible unrest following a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. Rittenhouse, then a 17-year-old from Antioch in northern Illinois, shot and killed two people and injured a third during protests over the police shooting of a black man in Kenosha in August 2020. Pritzker says his administration prefers mobilizing state police in the case of violent protests, but can also see using National Guard equipment.
National Guard, generally speaking, are not trained to do crowd control. They're trained to go to war. They have a lot of assets, though, that can be very helpful if you've got disorder, for example.
Following largely peaceful protests over racial injustice last summer, Pritzker deployed the National Guard to places where unrest turned violent, including downtown Chicago. He's also preemptively deployed the Guard to other places where protests were expected during the last year, including the state capitol in Springfield following the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. A longtime state lawmaker from Bloomington has his sights set on statewide office. Republican State Representative Dan Brady has formally announced he's running for Secretary of State next year. Brady says Secretary of State offices for drivers and businesses are too often plagued by long lines and outdated technology.
Cutting through government red tape in the name of making things easier and more efficient for businesses and individuals is what the Secretary of State office needs now more than ever.
Brady has served 10 terms in the state legislature. Jesse White is not seeking re-election after 24 years as Secretary of State. Four Democrats have lined up to replace him. A new study looks at the impact of tax payment programs on vulnerable families. Illinois Newsroom's student journalist Luis Velasquez has more.
According to a new report from the Project for Middle Class Renewal at the University of Illinois, extending the Child Tax Credit Program beyond 2021 could promote financial stability in low and moderate income families. Dylan Belisle is a postdoctoral research associate who worked on the report. Belisle says recurring tax payments not only help families make ends meet, but can also have positive health effects.
So we found that those who receive the periodic EITC payments, so those who are receiving recurring tax payments, gradually reported lower levels of depressive symptoms.
Belisle says the Child Tax Credit Program is one policy amongst many that can help families and children to thrive. I'm Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
Public health officials reported 97 new COVID-19 cases in Champaign County yesterday. The number of active cases is 790, up by more than 150 over the last week. Nine Champaign County residents are currently hospitalized. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 31 patients hospitalized with COVID-19. That's unchanged from 1 week ago. Still to come, we'll learn about the impact of climate change in the state of Illinois in a TV special that premieres tonight on WILL-TV. My conversation with the host, Tanisha Spain, is coming up next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it. Many of us grow it. Some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Many WILL-TV viewers know Tanisha Spain is the host of our weekly show, Mid-American Gardener. She's also an environmental reporter for WILL. Tanisha is hosting a 30-minute special on climate change in Illinois that premieres tonight at 7:30 on WILL-TV. I spoke with her about what viewers will see during this TV special called State of Change.
This special puts together several stories that we just assembled throughout the year. We're talking about temperatures with the planet warming and livestock. We're talking about pesticide chemicals with eagles, with DDT. A lot of folks will remember that from back in the 80s. We're talking about fossil fuels and just some very, very timely environmental things as it applies to Illinois. So we all, you know, we talk about climate change on this broad lens, but this special is going to talk about Illinois and what things we're seeing as the planet changes.
Sure, and certainly climate change is a big part of that. I know one of the stories really focuses in on that. What can you tell us about this story?
So that is about farmers actually trying to figure out ways to keep their animals safe as temperatures are increasing. You know, as we are outside and overheating and noticing things and sunburns and dehydration, farmers have to think about those exact same things with their livestock. So we're talking shelter and different ways to keep them cool, things that they did not have to really consider, let's say, 100 years ago.
Sure. And part of the climate change story, of course, is our longtime reliance on fossil fuels. But there's lots of different aspects to the fossil fuel story here in the state.
Absolutely. And one angle that we look at in particular is the community of Pembroke Township. It's in Hopkins Park. And this community is a largely African-American Hispanic community that has never had natural gas. Folks there still rely on wood-burning stoves, on propane. And so the battle there is about whether or not they are going to begin to receive natural gas, or if they just want to skip that entirely. Some folks there want to go directly to green energy. So there's a debate there brewing about, okay, well, what's best for us? What's best for our community?
And, you know, part of the changing environment in the state, Tanisha, also has to do with invasive species. What are we going to learn about invasive species in the state?
Now, this story about took me out. So if I may, we went to Havana, Illinois, and it was actually a day-long shoot. We were going to talk about plants, animals, and all living things invasive. And so our very first stop was at the Illinois River in Havana. And I did not know that carp can jump 10 feet into the air. So you'll see this during the story, but at one point you'll hear me screaming in the background as the fish are literally jumping into the boat. And we got to see just how invasive they are in this stretch of the Illinois River. So that's definitely notable. And then we'll learn about some plants that were brought here for bird shelters or for different things that we just didn't get it right. And they ended up taking over large paths of our prairie land. So we sort of started some of the invasive plant problems with our need to landscape.
yeah. And I should say that, you know, certainly a lot of the climate change story is one of urgency and of things that we need to do better. There is one story about a positive change in the environment that has to do with bald eagles.
Yes. So if you are, on the right or wrong side of 40, however you want to look at it, you probably learned about DDT and what it did to eagles in the late 70s, early 80s. And so we're seeing now that we've gone from 3 nests in the state of Illinois to nests in every county in the state of Illinois. So we did something right. We identified the problem, eliminated it, and now these birds are able to thrive again. And some of the other raptors that were also struggling with soft eggshells as a result of that chemical, they're thriving. So that's sort of the light at the end of the tunnel, where we're going to show that, you know, with change and with intervention, we can right some of these wrongs and sort of correct the ship.
That's Tanisha Spain, host of the WIOL-TV special State of Change, all about how climate change is affecting Illinois, both now and in the future. Watch it tonight on WIOL-TV at 7:30, right after Mid-American Gardener. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today with a high of 41 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Eric Stock, Luis Velasquez, and Tanisha Spain. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.